Good morning. It's October 11th, 6:15 a.m. Today I'm thinking about episode 200. 201 days ago, I started this podcast to, as much to force myself to take a walk every day as anything. A lot of you had said, if you just plug in a recorder and talk, we'll listen. And I confess that there have been more than a few days where, if it hadn't been for the podcast, I probably would have stayed at home. As the weather turns bad, as the darkness and the cold become a part of the daily walk, I'm pretty sure that would be the case going forward. How much longer I'm going to do this, I don't know. Well, that sounds funny to announce the success, in a way, of having done this 200 days, and how useful it's been to keep me walking, to be contemplating the idea of perhaps not doing it anymore, which would really sort of imply that I'm not going to walk every day anymore. Seems odd, but it's something that I'm thinking about. Nothing that I'm going to commit to anytime soon. I really do need to walk every day. And if doing the podcast forces me to come out here and do it, gives me that little extra prod in the backside to get my butt in gear, then perhaps discontinuing the podcast would not be in my own best interest. So looking back over 200 shows, 200 episodes, it's not exactly a show, other than there are times when I do feel a little bit like a performing seal. Traffic and sprinklers in sync here, so that I have to step into the path of one or the other. Go. So yeah, there are days when I do feel a little like a performing seal. The comments yesterday about cluttered minds and just do it and all the rest were really quite good. The old button chair, finger on key advice, something I know as well, if not better than anyone. Part of the problem is, and I've mentioned these before, the stories that are not mine to tell. And those stories are having an effect on me. A couple of you are quite certain that the cause of my depression is the loss of my job last year. And frankly, that's so far from any kind of reality that it has no bearing. While it's true that there's a certain amount of identity tied up in profession, particularly for men, the reality is that my profession now is novelist. So losing the teaching job, losing the PhD position, is not really something that I even think about anymore. But because there are things going on that involve other people and that I'm not at liberty to divulge, those things are having a pretty serious effect on my ability to focus, to sit down and write, as opposed to sit down and tinker away with this, that, and the other thing, doing new blogs, doing new themes, picking out stuff that a lot of people would call wasting time, and which in fact, since they are not writing, and since in theory my primary activity should be writing, I suppose they are wasting time. Unfortunately, they're the best I can do under the circumstances. Let's see if we can't get that turned around here. One of the things that might spur me forward is that NaNoWriMo is coming up, and while I don't really have anything to prove in terms of my ability to beat NaNoWriMo with 50,000 words in 30 days, the reality is that NaNoWriMo has historically been a wonderful spur to me to try to participate in the community, to join in the group writing. I didn't participate last year in 2010. I did participate in 2009. And that was Ravenwood. There's a certain poetic justice in participating this year to do the sequel 2 years later. Mercy Day. I'm slowing down in my old age. Deborah Geary is putting out more books than I am, which is nothing against Deborah Geary. It's just that, there's a gauntlet thrown down. And her books are really good. I do enjoy them. So we're about partway through Ravenwood. I'm starting to get a lot of feedback now. There's some continuity errors that have shown up, a lot of punctuation errors, a lot of inconsistencies that have shown up in the feedback. That's worked out pretty well so far. In some cases, what it's pointed out is a line that just doesn't work. It works perfectly well for me, but not for most readers, so I've pulled a lot of those, restructured them, reformatted them. Some lines that work pretty well, I look at it and go, no, that's not right. I have to say, that's all right. All for the good. Today is Tuesday, and we should have quite a few corrections today, assuming that my internet comes back. I got up this morning and found that Comcast was down. I think the problem is their domain name servers have gone wonky. They do this periodically. A couple times a year, their DNS gets crufty, and you can connect, but you can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. It's been so long since I've actually tried to use an IP address that I've lost my list of testing IPs. I left the cable modem polling, trying to find a connection when I went out on my walk this morning. One of the reasons that I'm out in the dark, in fact, was that I figured I may as well get the walk out of the way while I'm waiting for the internet to come back. Days. 201, counting the day last week that I missed. I don't think I've missed any other days. What am I thinking about? Has this been a success? Yes. Has this done what I wanted it to do? In a certain sense, yes. But it really all I wanted it to do, as I said before, really all I wanted it to do was act as that little extra spur to get me up and moving. And it's done that admirably on several days. It's a nice morning, for all that it's dark. It's not terribly cold, although there's a bite to the air. It's completely overcast. I have a suspicion it might try to rain later today. I'm not quite sure what the weather forecast is. It's a Tuesday. My day should be filled with writing. I doubt that it will be. In part because I've got a task that must be accomplished today with the home repair. The kitchen light, the light over the kitchen sink, which has been flaky for a while, has finally given up the ghost. And I would probably just say, yeah, okay, fine. But unfortunately, I've been tasked to deal with that as soon as possible to avoid the fire danger of a light socket that doesn't work. So I'll be calling an electrician today and dealing with that. If the internet stays offline, it could be a very productive day. The reality, as I said, of being at the keyboard pressing keys but not having those keys result in fiction writing is a significant problem for me. There's always so much else to do. There's always something more entertaining for me to participate in than firing up Scrivener and writing. Now, yesterday I did spend the better part of the afternoon upgrading the betas of Scrivener that expired at the beginning of the month and tracking down the copies of Cape Grace and panicking because I was short about 3,000 words. It was very distressing to think that I might have lost that many words. In one case, I found them in a text export that I had done, but I also found the original file that had the correct word count in it, buried one of those folder-in-folder problems. So I did find it, I did fix it, and now I've got 17 copies of that file, and only one of them is right. Luckily, it's labeled right one, so I know which one is which. What I need to do is make a couple of backups of right one and then get rid of all the wrong ones so that I don't get confused again. I put it in Dropbox. That was my problem. When I dropped it in Dropbox, I dropped a Scrivener folder in a Scrivener folder, and it disappeared. So when I opened the upper folder, it gave me the wrong counts. My words were gone. My heart raced. These words are hard enough to come by without trying to recreate them, particularly since I couldn't remember what the last 650 were. Ah, well. Live and learn. Here we come around the final turn. I don't seem to have a lot to say today. Am I thinking about stuff? No, not really. I'm looking at the clouds, hiking along, wondering what's going to happen next at Cape Grace. Maybe one of the things has to do with my process, and that what I have said in the past, and what is still true, is that I need to type fast enough to stay along with the movie that's playing in my mind. And with Cape Grace, there's no movie. It hasn't really gelled enough for me yet to have a movie that plays in my mind for me to type along with. I'm constantly thinking, well, what shall I write about now? What will they do next? What is the crux of this? What do I have to write here in order to be where I need it to be later? And part of that is the problem. I need to stop thinking about what's going to happen later, let it evolve, and try to just write what happens next. Given that it's a book that spans Sarah Krug's first 20, 30 years, 25 years, that's a long story, and it's pretty boring in places. So what I need to do is find those places, find those things that are significant, and write about them. The Scrivener does let me write in chunks, so perhaps what I need to do is pay a little more attention to that and write in those chunks that I know about. Find those places and pieces where I know they go, and then fill in the stuff that happens in between. It's a completely foreign way of writing to me, but perhaps that's what I need to do. Anyway, here I am, back on grass at the back gate, and reminding you that tomorrow will be 201, another day.